My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to the Inside United podcast. Today is Thursday, January 7th, 2021, the morning after the shameful and violent chaos at our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. I wrote this commentary and would like to share it with you. Titled, Fear Not, Be About Our Father's Business. The unfolding scene on January 6th, 2021 defied description. You probably saw it live or on the news. As the world looked on in disbelief, even horror, the Capitol building of the United States shockingly fell under siege as hundreds protested the U.S. presidential election outcome. A short time earlier, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell had declared on the Senate floor that if the American rule of law and peaceful transition of power were overturned, it would damage our republic forever. Our democracy would enter a death spiral. As senatorial proceedings continued, violent chaos erupted in the very halls of the U.S. Capitol. To those watching, one could not help but wonder whether the death spiral had indeed already begun. As believers of God's Word, we in the Church solemnly know of the harsh times prophesied for a world that has rejected that Word and the authority of the God who inspired it. We are deeply familiar with these prophecies, but we must always bear in mind the direct words of our Savior and coming King to the called-out members of His assembly, which is, "In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world." From John 16:33. I'll be quoting mostly from the English Standard Version. Regardless of what we may have watched this week, even as we continue to endure turbulent times, we also confidently hold the precious and immovable truth that God is in control. The Apostle Paul powerfully confirmed this to the disciples of Jesus Christ in Rome, a capital with an emperor whose predecessors had usurped power, overthrown a republic, and set up a dictatorial empire. Even knowing this, Paul wrote to the Roman disciples, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities." Romans 13:1. Why? "For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God." On trial for his life, Jesus fearlessly told the same thing to Pilate, a Roman tyrant who had ruthlessly spilled the blood of many Jews. He said, "You have no authority over me at all unless it had been given to you from above." A few decades later, Emperor Nero, a cruel dictator, singled out Christians for special persecution. The Apostle Peter had a perfect opportunity to rail against the tyrannical Roman government. But what did he do? Peter powerfully stood with Jesus Christ and Paul, saying, "Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him." 1 Peter 2:13 and 14. Why should we consider this in the 21st century? Peter continues, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God." Verses 15 and 16. And how does one live as a servant of God? The answer, honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Verse 17. One wonders what readers of Peter's letters thought, especially those who had directly felt the crushing hand of the Roman emperor and his administrators. But Peter's direction was and is clear. Now more than ever, we, as a chosen assembly of the Most High God, must refresh and embrace this critical biblical truth. Let me speak plainly. I know that many in our assembly preferred the current U.S. president and hoped that he would be reelected. I know that there exist many theories and concerns regarding the veracity of the election process. I personally even warned in previous columns of turbulent times before and after the November 3rd election. Many have been anxious, even fearful, of the outcome of a complete switch of political power at the federal level in the United States. People living in the United States generally enjoy what others the world regard as a prosperous, even luxurious life, we living in America have been the recipients of multiple and sustained blessings, both physical and spiritual, from God. The unparalleled religious freedom in America serves as an extraordinary platform to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. And humanly, we don't want this to change. Now we have just come through a trying and difficult year of pandemic and economic upheaval. Many hoped for a return to the economic growth and stability of prior years. With the outcome of the election, many feel threatened. To compound all of this, today's violence followed news that a runoff election in Georgia had flipped two Senate seats, effectively handing control of the U.S. Senate to the Democratic Party, who already controlled the House of Representatives. For those anxious about the future of the United States, this only heightened their fears. Nothing appears to stand in the way of a godless, progressive agenda, further blurring, even eroding, cherished biblical values. As of January 20th, the world will have the uncertainty of a new American president and a dramatic shift in political power that has not occurred since the 19th century. For some, this has further frayed confidence in the national fabric. But, and I want to emphasize this, for us humbly privileged to be a part of the spiritual assembly of the living God, we must set aside fear. Regardless of who is president of the United States, president of the People's Republic of China, or president of the Russian Federation, God is still in control. As we read in Hebrews, we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Hebrews 13, verse 6. Focus now on this. The great plan of God, a marvelous undertaking that will result in billions of people becoming eternal members of the family of God, continues unabated. As we move forward in the days ahead, what should we be concerned with? Consider what we who have been given the precious gift of God's Holy Spirit. Now we are the children of God. 1 John 3, verse 2. As beloved children, we have a heavenly Father who is most concerned with each of us individually. Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. And an elder brother who is our advocate and literally lives in us, transforming us into a new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, 24. Even though we may experience fresh trials and challenges, particularly as laws and policies may change, we have no need to fear. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" Luke 12, 22, 25, and 26. God will take care of each of us. After half a century in the ministry of Jesus Christ, I know one thing for certain. God and Jesus Christ deeply love each one of us. We are the very children of God. They want us to be one with them in love. In reconvening the Senate, Vice President Mike Pence concluded his opening remarks by saying, "Let's get back to work. For we who are privileged to be a part of the amazing assembly of God, a spiritual community that will not only withstand, but conquer the very gates of hell." Matthew 16:18. Let us be about our Father's business. Thank you for joining us on Inside United today. Come here regularly for news, commentary, and interviews. Tell your friends about Inside United. You can find us on Spotify by going to podcasts and search for Inside United, or through your favorite Apple or Android podcasting app. Or come to ucg.org, ucg.org, and go to the main menu bar and click on podcast. You can write to us at podcast@ucg.org, podcast@ucg.org. So thank you for coming here today. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.